Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, Your Call to Action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru, feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. It's an honor and a pleasure to be here with you today, talking on the stories of hope. I always love when I bring these amazing people that are doing extraordinary things, changing people's lives and helping to make the world a better place. Now, the person I'm going to introduce you to right now, normally I don't read bios. I usually don't do that. I introduce people or have them introduce themselves to you. But this one I want to read. So this one I want to share with you. And this is Josephine Adenyai is the CEO of Eloquent Speech International, a training institute that focuses on communication, etiquette, emotional intelligence, corporate courtesies, and leadership. She is the CEO, the company's founder of Young Public Speakers Club. This is why I wanted you to hear this. She studied mass communication from the university and master's in educational leadership and management. She's passionate about training and making people become better speakers. She's helped so many people, both in the corporate world, business, students, and children, to become great speakers. Young Public Speakers, a leadership club for children with focus on communication, competence, and character, has been absolutely amazing as it has transformed so many children. She is the founder of Ma Famil Show, a family program that focuses on family and nation building. She was recently inspired by God to bring back to school project for children who can't afford education. She teaches ESL remotely. She's passionate about helping and making the life of people better. She's joyfully married to her soulmate and blessed with children. She is a Christ-centered and inspiration-driven person. Welcome to the show, Josephine.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. I'm glad to be here. Thank you, Cornelia, for the great job you're doing. Thank you.
Thank you. And when I read your bio, saw what it is that you're up to, you are helping the young children to become better speakers. And that is such a huge gift that you've been called to do and called to give, to train the future leaders of our world to speak up and speak out and use the power of their voice to speak. And not only that, but to speak eloquently. So tell us give us some background of this, or give us stories about some of the kids that you're helping right now, whose, lives that you're changing because of this.
Thank you so much. I would like to, first of all, appreciate you for the great job you're doing and say thank you for inviting me for this show. I usually like to tell the story from where I started from and how it came about, because it's interesting to know it, but I will briefly mention it right now. That's the name Young Public Speakers Club wasn't a name I thought about. It was a name that God gave, right? He just mentioned it. He just said Young Public Speakers Club. And I didn't understand, but I just wrote the name and I started Then I wasn't married. It was my husband to be, and I, you know, we started. And today, God has used the club to change the lives of children here in Nigeria, you know. So I would like to say that the children we have right now, most of the time when they come to join the club, they are not confident. They are so intelligent. They have so much insight to offer. They read a lot. Some of them read a lot. They have, you know, so much information, but the confidence to express themselves is not there. Rather, they shy away from stepping out to compete, to lend their voices. So the club has helped these children to build self-confidence from the level that, you know, public speaking is generally feared, is a global fear. It's not limited to any location. It's a human challenge that when they bring the microphone before you or you stand in front of camera, sometimes you lose control. You don't even remember your words, you know. So they are able to enjoy public speaking, seeing it as something that is natural and an activity that they should enjoy, you know. And the club has helped children a lot between age 5 years and I don't know if that's fine. Maybe I should pause.
For it. No, please continue. Yeah.
Thank you. So our core pillars are, we have three pillars that we work on, and all of these was given to God, to us by God over time. We'll be 10 years this year. So the process and the method that God wants us to convey this message and to raise these children has been strictly by God and God's own concept and idea. So the three pillars are communication, competence, and character. So under communication, we train them on speaking. I studied mass communication. I have a strong passion for elocution, pronunciation, and English pronunciation and all that. I have always loved it. So we train the children in communication, how to carry themselves, how to, you know, stand in and how to be a gentleman or a gentle boy, growing to be a gentleman and a girl going to be a gentle lady and woman. So communication generally, we also teach them on verbal and non-verbal communication. Then character is everything, because if you are so talented and you lack character, it's a major problem. It's just a matter of time. Lack of character will bring you down because you are not able to maintain the level. So we train them on the importance of character, the importance of building their self-behavior, their attitude. So we do character strength, different character strength that the rest, like diligence, goal setting, hard work, resilience, spirit, patience, you know. You know, last month we trained them on innovation, you know, and we usually get amazing testimonies from parents about how this training is building the children at home, in they're making them more responsible at home, and even in school they perform better. So the third pillar is competence. On the competence, we work on discovering their talent, helping them to know what their talent is. There is a way we do that, because Our training is activity based. We're able to get, you know, there are different ways that we try to discover who this child is, because everyone is talented. Everyone is special. God is the creator of every man, and he never created anyone without a gift, without something special and unique. So we do not want them to cover it up. We don't want them to bury it, you know. And the education should also not bury it, because education is meant to refine your talent. So every year we do what we call raising young leaders that help children, you know, haven't worked upon their talent, They come out to present a project about their talent. So we motivate and inspire them to go ahead and produce something with their talent. Produce it. Don't just have it. Don't just say, oh, I'm a writer. What are you doing with your writing skill? Don't say, I'm an artist. What are you doing with your skill? Do not say, I can't sing. No, don't just sing in your room or in your bathroom or in the confine of your space. God gave you that gift for the world. It's not just for you. It's for the whole world. So they come, they do their song. They do amazing things. So, and then parents keep, the testimonies have been so overwhelming that parents come and they share what their child, their children have become. So they start a Young Public Speakers Club, the character, or even just yesterday, the parents was telling us of accolades that the son has been receiving, especially when we talked about goal setting. You know, the boy has been able to go back, you know, most of the things that adults learn in business schools, in a, go to learn entrepreneurship and the rest, but children don't really understand those words in that level. So we break it down in bits in a way that they will understand it and they will to assimilate it and then put to work. The children can do anything. That's my belief. They can do anything.
Yeah, I think this is so brilliant what you're doing. You are helping them elevate their self-worth and you're helping them integrate these principles to show up in what you're asking them to be creators. And, you know, instead of, like you said, oh, if you want to be an artist and you have a song, well, put it somewhere. What are you going to do with your song? You're helping them to show up and create beautiful works of art. Works of creativity, of you know, what they're passionate about. If they're writing songs, or if they're you know, writing a poem or whatever it is, but you're helping them gain the confidence they need so that they can have these life skills. Because having the confidence there, becoming public speakers, learning all of these basic principles, which what they should learn in school. Because a lot of kids don't learn that in school because nobody's paying attention to them in that way. And that's why the fear of public speaking is, you know, it's like the fear of death. Because if you're, it's, I think that's the statistic. If you're coming up to a mic, the adrenaline that comes up in your body, it makes you so afraid when you have an audience to stand in front of an audience and all of a sudden you have this energy, this fire that how will you communicate your thoughts effectively to the audience and the fear of being judged or criticized.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you're right. Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's why I think this is such a powerful thing that you're doing in training the children and helping them. And I'm really glad that you learned how to listen to God, that when those messages come in, that you know, oh yeah, this is what we're going to do now. You know, good for you. So now how is this funded? Are you looking for funding for, you know, do you all have I don't know how this is funding. How is this school funded? How is this project funded?
Basically, we actually, long story, right? It's been a whole lot of experience. My husband and I, the fee we give a little token of, you know, parents should pay a fee, you know, but then it's not commensurate in any way to what we are training them on. And we have so many children who don't have the capacity, but they don't have the fund.
Right.
Yes, they do not have the fund. So sometimes we just allow, we give you a scholarship, or we just, okay, allow this person to attend. And then since the talent is there and all, and it's showing so much interest and strong passion for this. But we have so many more children in Africa, in Nigeria, in Africa, who are so talented, but then they have been suppressed because of the fear of public speaking, and this fear emanated from their homes. The truth is, sometimes the parents are the ones who put the fear in them. You don't allow them to feel confident about themselves because of their background, But when they come, when they come to young public speakers, and we, you know, you're able to let them know that you are beautiful, you can do this, you have all it takes to be who you, wherever you want, who God has created you to be, you have all it takes, you know, they build confidence and they go ahead to, you know, step up and then step in their shoes and walk that walk and talk that talk because they have it. So we need funding, really. We need funding because we need it. That's it. We need it.
Yeah. Well, I definitely want to, you know, offer that all of the funding that's available for people that have the resources, if they want to get involved in a project, to get involved with your project and find ways that they can support you, because I think it's a really good thing what you're doing. Really, really good thing. We need more like this. We need more like this. So how can, is there a website? Is there an social media following somewhere where we can direct people to check you out more?
Yes, please. We have on Instagram.
Where do we go?
On Instagram, we have a website, actually. We have a website. And then, I think Instagram is so easy. So at Young Public Speakers.
Instagram?
Young Public Speakers on Instagram. Facebook, Young Public Speakers as well, at Young Public Speakers.
Yeah. What we want to do is we want to take this video, make sure that you get with my team so you can get this video and post that on your Facebook page. So that, and we're also going to put it out, but we're going to make sure that the people that watch this and that see this and that have the resources, that they reach out to you and support you, that the resources are available, because there, it's not like there's not plenty of money on this planet. We just need to funnel it in the right directions. So yeah. And I think that you're doing a wonderful job. And I appreciate so much you taking the time, Josephine, to come on today and tell us about this beautiful work that you're doing with the kids.
Thank you so much, Cornelia.
Thank you for coming on. And we're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back.
Heaven on Earth, your online school of divinity, building your inner coach as you lay down your foundation in the new earth with you as the authority. Take action now. The number one challenge people face every day is the negative voice in their head. We work each day to turn negatives into positives. It's all a matter of perception. Our challenge at this time is to remain intensely positive and focused, creating the world we wish to live in. Wake up on purpose with Cornelia's daily online positive messages guiding us in the new paradigm. Raise yourself into happiness and inner peace daily. Elevate your personal frequency, free from negativity, and reprogram yourself step by step, shifting your energy patterns with positive repetition, daily building your new earth with someone you trust. All the heavy lifting has been done for you. Wake up happy with CorneliaStephanieVIP.com. Try free for 7 days now.
Welcome back to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. What a great story that was. I am so moved to support people that are doing such great works here on this planet and that need the funding. So if you or your company has the resources, please check out our last guest and make sure that we get involved, because we certainly can use the young children of the today that are the future leaders on this planet to get all the resources that they need in order to live their best life. So I'm passionate about that, as you can tell. Now, what we want to get into is I'm here with my producer, Jessica. Hi, Jessica.
Hi there. Happy to be here today.
Thank you. So, you know, we've always got Fridays. We've got such a great lineup. We've got right after this show, we have the Diane McClay Show, and Diane is going to bring on Rick Orleans, and they're going to be talking about how to talk to the Z generation, I think it is. Rick Orleans, he is a wonderful person that is sparking change too. He's got a very big mission. So stay tuned for that show as well. But before I started this show today, I was watching Denise and Suzanne on The Crooked Climb that was on before this show at 12:30. And before then, it was Adrienne Craig, and her guest was Dr. Brooke Sheehan. And one of the things that Dr. Brooke was talking about is how important it is to be in our calm, peaceful state, and how important it is to quiet the nervous system down. So my question to you is, Jessica, how many people do you think have an elevated nervous system right now and are really have high cortisol levels and high stress? How many people do you think have that right now?
All of them. I mean, no, I'm sure there's some people magically somewhere that have it together, but I'm going to guess then half of those that think they have it together are probably in denial about it.
That's true. And so how is it then? How can people, you know, release that high stress, system inside to calm down and have good night's sleep and also calm their nervous system? And what Dr. Brooke called it, she called it the rest and digest phase. And I really like that so much, because when we are in our calm state, from that state, we can manifest easier. We can listen to our intuitive guidance more. We can listen to spirit more. We are more connected to our physical body. And I have a course that's going to help people to do that. And do you know what course that is, Jessica?
Of course I do. Of course I do. Do you like that? What course?
Yeah,
of course I do. Yes, it's a 21-day challenge to release negative thoughts and get yourself into a more positive space.
Exactly. And you know, the challenge really is just do it for 21 days. Just do it for 21 days. It's not like it's going to be this high stress thing, because basically what it's inviting you, the person, to do is to get quiet and for 10 minutes a day to look at what you're thinking. Because a lot of times we think between 60,000 and 80,000 thoughts per day, and 85% of those thoughts are negative. And then we're going to think those thoughts again tomorrow and the next day and the next day. And so it's just a habitual program. We also know that our bodies respond to how we think. So my invitation to you is look at how you think, change how you think by putting a boundary in place. And that is absolutely no negative self-talk for 21 days. And so that's why I have this beautiful 21-day challenge that invites you to change that paradigm and change that program. And I can guarantee you that if you do this for 21 days, that you're going to be one of those people that will have it together. One of those people. So we're putting the link on the page right there for you to check it out. For those of you that are watching, you can see the link there, and we'll put it in the YouTube description below as well. And definitely, it's 21 days, it's $21, it's 10 minutes a day. And the bottom line is that if you want to be stress-free, if you want to be in your peace, in your power, being calm, having a calm immune system, then this is an invitation that's going to invite you in to do that. So I think, you know, and I absolutely guarantee that if you follow this for 21 days, you're going to see that it's not only going to help you change some of those habits and patterns from the past, but it's also going to help you just get, you know, more into your gratitude. Because we also know when we're in a feeling of gratitude, more things to be grateful for are going to be revealed to you. Have you ever had that experience, Jessica?
Absolutely. And it takes work. And I think that's the thing about this, is you have to decide you want to do something. And what better opportunity is there to invest in yourself minimally and try something? At some point, you just have to try.
Yeah. And there's you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. So thank you, Jessica. Thank you, everyone, for listening and tuning in to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Stay tuned right now for Diane McClay and Rick Orleans. And we'll see you again next time. Take good care, everyone. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.